Dear friends, thank you for being here. The title of my discussion today is The Jewish National Fund, a Colonial Racist Instrument. The core of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, as stated by Dr. Uri Davis, a Palestinian Jewish scholar, he stated that the conflict is a conflict between the State of Israel as a settler racist colonial state in Palestine and the indigenous people of Palestine. The core of this conflict, like the core of the conflict in any confrontation between a colonial settler state and an indigenous people. This conflict lies in the claim of the colonial settler state to set aside the land for the use of the settler society and to dispossess the native population of their individual and collective property rights to the land of their ancestors. The Jewish National Fund is the essential instrument issued to deprive the Palestinian people of their rights and was created as the colonial arm of the World Zionist Organization. The Jewish National Fund, the JNF, was established in April 1907 in England as an instrument, as I said, of the World Zionist Organization to acquire and colonize the land. With the enactment of the Israeli JNF law in 1953, which states in clause number 6 that it is permitted to set up an incorporated body in Israel for the continuation of the activities of the existing company that was founded and incorporated in Europe. JNF was registered as an Israeli company and the English company assets were transferred to the JNF. And this is held now in Israel as a tool of Judaization. The aim of the JNF is to acquire and to develop lands exclusively for the benefit of Jews only. It's a multinational project and has offices in 41 countries. It derives tax deductible dollars from many of these countries, including the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Interestingly, a little known fact about the JNF in the UK is that three of its honorary patrons are none other than Tony Blair, the Prime Minister, Charles Kennedy, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, and Michael Howard, the then leader of the Conservative Party. These are the leaders of all the major parties in Britain, and they are the honorary patrons of the JNF in England. The fact is that the JNF, in its operations in Israel, had expropriated illegally most of the land of the 418 Palestinian villages which had been ethnically cleansed by the Zionist forces in 1948. JNF had actively participated in the physical destruction of many of these villages, in evacuating the villages of their inhabitants and the military operations to conquer these villages. Today, the JNF controls over 2,500 square kilometers of Palestinian land, which it leases to Jews only. It also planted many parks in Palestinian land, and one of these parks is the infamous Canada Park, which I will be talking about later. In addition, JNF has a long record of discrimination against Palestinian citizens of Israel. The very citizens of Israel, if they happen to be Christians or Muslims, they are discriminated again in the policies of the JNF. JNF also extends its operations by proxy or directly to the occupied Palestinian territories in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. All this in violation of international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention, which the Fourth Geneva Convention forbids the confiscation of property and settling of the occupiers' citizens in the occupied territories, ethnic cleansing and expropriation of property and destruction of the houses, and are all are war crimes, are determined by international law as war crimes, and thus, of course, the JNF is an instrument committing war crimes in the occupied territories. Israel's Jewish National Fund has been planting the seeds of apartheid in the Middle East for the past century, redeeming the land, as they call it, by the dispossessing of the native Palestinians and instituting exclusionist Jews-only land laws. 93% of the state of Israel, of the state's land, of the state of Israel's land, which is I'm talking about the pre-1967 borders. 93% of this land is controlled by the JNF and its affiliates, including the Israel Land Authority. The indigenous Palestinian population, even those that are citizens of Israel, as I already said, can't buy, lease, rent, use, or reside on JNF land. This Zionist system of racial exclusivism is an abashedly ethnocentric, and in by definition is apartheid as it really exists. From the early months of 1948 to this day, JNF has followed illegal practices in violation of international law and certain domestic laws where it operates. The objective of the JNF was to seize the Palestinian villages' land and ethnically cleanse them. This is what actually happened. Yosef Weitz, he's the director of the JNF Land Department and a key land purchasing and settlement executive, a man described as the originator and the indefatigable champion of the state seizure of Arab land, wrote as early as December 1940, and I quote, if the Arabs leave it, the country will become wide and spacious for us. The only solution is a land of Israel.